Cape Talk. The Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who joins you every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday to give you the latest news coming out of the African continent. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
Getting down to business, Monsieur. Apparently, independent televisions are reporting Algerian president could be forced to quit this week. Could
this happen? The presidency in Algiers has issued a statement that the president will be gone by the end of the month. He's got certain important decisions to make about the constitution and putting things in place. The demonstrators who've been there since February, when he said he was going to stand for a fifth term, they're saying, no, time to go now. And it appears, I mean, he's been abandoned by the ruling party. He's been abandoned by the military. His top business backer, Ali Haddad, has been arrested. Other businessmen who supported him are being probed for corruption. So it looks very much like he's going to be gone very soon.
And joining you in conversation is Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. This is your Africa Report. Feel free to also be part of this conversation should you want to ask Monsieur Jean-Jacques a certain question. 021-446-0567. That's the number that you can dial. Now, Jean-Jacques, apparently the EU has criticized, or rather has been criticized for backing Eritrean project that is still using forced labor.
Well, Eritrea is making peace with its neighbors. Very good news, but it is probably the single party government, and it's probably one of the most difficult places for journalists and human rights activists to operate on the continent. And they have military conscription there. It's supposed to be for 18 months, but it's become sort of indefinite, and that is what's driving people out of the country. Now, the EU has put backing projects to keep people in their country so that they don't leave to go to Europe or, you know, desperately crossing the Mediterranean and risking their lives to go to Europe, leave them with something to do there, jobs and development back home. And one of these things is a road project, but now they find that, in fact, military conscripts under very, very tough conditions are being forced on this project, as they are on others. And the critics are saying to the Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and others are saying that you should have looked at this EU before backing the project, and you're as responsible now. So it's embarrassing for the European Union, no doubt about it.
Another conversation that I've had a very keen interest in, Mwena, Monsieur, is the Zambian government that apparently is being pressed to deny paternity leave to fathers who have children out of wedlock.
You know, my daughter's just had a baby in Sweden, and she gets 2 years maternity leave, and there's papa leave too for her husband. Well, in Zambia, you can get 60 days leave. That's not all paid. 7 days would be paid. As opposed to most other African countries, you get 3 days leave, except for Mauritius, obviously, they've got 5 days. But what Zambians are saying is certain papas in that country who have children out of wedlock by a number of mothers, and they get a paternity leave every time, and that shouldn't be allowed, they say. You know, it's all very well to have paternity leave when you have children in a proper relationship, but you can't simply kind of spread it around, as it were, and expect to get the benefits each time. So it's, I suppose, vaguely amusing. And, you know, we all look at one another and wink and say, whoa, you know, but you can understand the concern about it.
You know, Jean-Jacques, just as I let you go, when I was growing up, I thought I'd have 4 children. And then I just have 1 for now. My goodness. I'm even considering if maybe 2 is maybe just enough. But that being said, thank you so much, Monsieur.
3 children is a big family. I'm a father of 3. And I'll tell you, it's a big family these days in terms of raising and educating and, you know,
Now I hear you loud and clear. Monsieur, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. Ademe.
Ademe, mon vieux.
Thank you so very much, Jean-Jacques Connick.